Well, good Friday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about the markets this week, in addition to writing about them, but certainly had a lot of activity in the trade. Thursday was probably the highlight of the week, where we saw big rally, saw a lot of bull spreading, really kind of got things started. And that, I think, starting to be triggered by, as we reach into the tail end of harvest, you're starting to see some basis levels around the country improve. And that kind of snowballed. As you saw stronger basis, you saw buying in the December futures contracts. That's one way to get ownership of grain. And with large carries in the market right now, some companies and speculators maybe wanting to own the December contract at a big discount to the March contracts. So we've seen that in corn, in wheat, in soybeans, the buying on the front end here. And so not a bad speculative move if you're buying the front end and selling the back end. The problem with that is, and especially in a crop like corn, where you've still got a 2 billion bushel carryover, you still have to incent somebody to hold the crop. So at some point, you don't want to have too much corn move because you can get run over pretty quick. And so that's the job of the market, to try to figure out where the incentive needs to be to get people to hold it in the bin, to bring it out of the bin, to bring it to the processors, the end users, everybody that needs the corn. So try to keep that steady supply going. Now today, things kind of backed off again. And I think a lot of that was around some technicals. We bumped up against the 100-day moving average in December corn. Haven't been there in a while. That is at 509 or so. The last time that we topped the 100-day moving average was at the end of July, when the market was starting to go down. And so we got to that level and just kind of ran out of gas here this morning. That was about as simple as you can put it. And then when things started to go down, it kind of snowballed, just the opposite of yesterday. We saw the RSI, the stochastics lines, all turn over, and probably triggered some more selling. We are heading into the weekend as well. It is a harvest weekend. We're going to see some more grain probably sold over the weekend. So certainly some pre-hedging probably took place there in addition. So all of the above led to some selling today. But at the end of the day, December corn still gained a little over 2 cents on the week. November beans were up 22 cents. December Chicago wheat up 6. The cotton market was the only one that continues to trade lower. It was down over 3.6 cents for the week. But a lot of technical stuff going on. And I do include the corn, soybean, wheat, cotton charts in today's market report letter. I would invite you to check that out. Look at those charts, because you know, we really bumped into some key resistance here, especially in corn. I mentioned the 100-day moving average. Soybeans bumped up against a cluster of moving average lines, which I did talk about a week ago on the aftermath, but and then a couple of days ago as well. But the 100, the 200, the 50-day moving average, all within about a nickel, up around 13.17 to 13.20, and we were not able to break through that here today. Wheat traded above the 50-day moving average for the first time since clear back in July, but wasn't able to hold it, traded back below it. Cotton, the last two or three days, has tried to get back above its 200-day moving average, hasn't been able to hold that, and each day we seem to trade back down again. So a lot of technical trading. As you look at the indicators right now, they don't look very pretty right now for corn, soybeans, and wheat as we end the week. The cotton market, you could probably say, is very oversold right now, probably due to put in a low, but everything else just kind of had a bad end of the week here as we head into the weekend. So is there any new news to speak of? You know, harvest progress running a little bit ahead of normal here in the United States. We expect that again in Monday's report. Export inspections continue to be the big deal, I think, here as we go forward, to see how are we shipping compared to last year, and how does that compare to what USDA is forecasting for the year. You know, this is our big time of the year, especially for soybean loadings, so we'll be watching those pretty closely. Last week, we got over 2 million tons loaded. See what happened here this week. It's probably going to be in that same neighborhood again, but is that on pace to reach USDA's target for the year? That's what we got to keep watching. The corn of the wheat market, I really don't know that there's anything new. You know, there's no big demand numbers. There's no big export sales numbers. We're seeing a trickle to Mexico here and there, things like that. We've seen a vessel or two of soft red winter wheat going to China, but nothing real major. So, you know, soybeans, I think, still are the leader in the complex. Corn kind of took leadership yesterday on some technical buying on basis levels improving, but soybeans are still probably the big driver. We'll also be watching South American weather very closely, and forecasts extended all the way out through January have continued to be below normal on precipitation for some of the key areas of Brazil. Now, that said, the forecast out today for the next 10 days does show some rain through Mato Grosso and some of the drier areas. So we'll continue to monitor those pretty closely. We've had like three different forecasts out this week calling for a record crop in Brazil, different numbers, but they're all up around 163 to 165 million metric tons. Last year, Brazil raised a 157.7 crop, I believe, which was easily a new record high. So we are anticipating more bean acres and a probable record there as well, and probably less corn acres getting planted this year. So that might be the positive for the market there a little bit, that Brazil might plant less corn and therefore not have as big a corn crop. But we'll see how that turns out. So that's about all we know as we head into the weekend. We're going to have a commitment to traders report here in a little while. Show us what the funds had done through the middle of the week. They're still short corn. They're still short wheat. Still about even, maybe long a few beans here as of today. Still long cotton, which is the problem right now. They're trying to liquidate the rest of their length in the cotton market. And I mentioned on my aftermath last Friday that cotton is resembling soybeans quite a bit. What happened to the bean market through the month of September seems to be happening to cotton here in October, where the funds are just getting out. And so it doesn't matter what the fundamentals are, the funds are getting out. And so we got to monitor where they're at in their position in this cotton market. And once they get to zero, I would imagine we're going to see a turn in this thing, probably come back up a little bit. So with that, I don't have a whole lot else to report. I would encourage you to read the market report this afternoon. I had some comments in there about December 24 corn as well. We had hit 5.25 today. In fact, traded above that 5.27¾. That 5.25 mark, I think, was a good target to shoot for, maybe to start pricing a little bit. You can do that with sales. You can do it with locking in a price with R-powered for your crop insurance for next year. So there's a lot of different ways you can utilize that price rally. But nice to take advantage of a 20-plus cent rally in the market and be able to lock a little bit of something in for next year. So with that, I'm going to adjourn. Hope you have a great weekend, and I'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust.